Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to talk about Mercury's conjunction to Pluto in the sign of Capricorn, but we're going to do so from the perspective of Pluto's upcoming ingress into the sign of Aquarius. We're going to ask ourselves the question, what have I learned in, you know, over 10 years of Pluto being in this whole sign house of my birth chart? Because as Mercury is conjoining Pluto, we have this kind of revelatory moment in the sky right now. It's also happening just as Pluto is about to leave an area in our birth chart that it has been in dating back to 2008. So we're going to kind of just look at that whole sign house of Capricorn today, and I'm going to give you some prompts or some questions to think about in light of the fact that Mercury is conjoining Pluto in that house in your birth chart as Pluto is sort of finishing its work. Now, Pluto is going to retrograde back into Capricorn a few times, but this is sort of the beginning of the end of Pluto's stay in Capricorn. So that's how we're going to approach this today. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments and reflections in the comments section. Really helps the channel to grow when you do that. And you can find a transcript of any of my daily talks on the website, nightlightastrology.com. If you go over there right now to the website, you're also going to find that the masterclass series is starting on February 17th. You can go check that out at nightlightastrology.com, click on the courses tab, go down to the masterclass series. If you scroll down, you can learn all about the four masterclass seminars that are happening this winter, spring, summer, and fall, and the different topics that we'll be looking at. Starting this winter on the February 17th start date, we're looking at the mysteries of the moon cycle for our winter masterclass series over four classes with about, you know, 8 to 10 hours worth of content. Really diving deeply into the phasal dynamics between the sun and the moon in the birth chart. And then in the spring, we're going to be looking at the morning and evening star cycles of Venus, morning star, evening star cycles of Venus and Mercury. This summer, we'll be looking at a timing technique that ancient astrologers use called zodiacal releasing, how to fine tune that technique. And we'll be looking at unlocking temperament and personality in the birth chart in the fall. So you can sign up for those classes using the early bird rate, save significantly off from the cost of the course. There's a payment plan if you need it, and there's also need-based tuition if that would be helpful for you. So check those things out on the website. If you have any questions about any of that, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Okay, so let's look at, first of all, let's just kind of like look back for a second at let's take a look back at Pluto's journey in Capricorn, which is coming to an end. So first of all, we're seeing here's tomorrow, Friday, February 10th. Now, tomorrow we're actually doing a special edition of the Astrology of Sports podcast because the Super Bowl is coming up. So we're going to be looking at that, but for a special edition for the weekend. So today we're going to look at, there's Mercury's conjunction to Pluto, which is happening tomorrow, Friday, February 10th. Should be feeling that all the way into the weekend. But that transit is happening just a little bit, a month out from Pluto changing signs. So if we go forward just a little bit, you're going to see that Pluto will change signs around March 23rd into the 24th So 23rd and 4th of March, Pluto changes signs into Aquarius. Now let's go back in time. So if we go all the way back to, here we are in 2006. Sorry, we've got to go forward just a little bit more. So here we are in 2008. And the ingress of Pluto happens right here. So we're seeing Pluto changing signs right about the end of January 2008. So, you know, that's a long, long time. We're talking, you know, 15 years worth of Pluto being in Capricorn. And as Pluto is about to leave that sign, we have had a long stay of Mercury in Capricorn through a retrograde. Let's go forward back to the present now. And let's see here. So we've had a long retrograde of Mercury in Capricorn, and then we have this conjunction, which may on the surface seem like, you know, not the world's biggest deal. But this conjunction is coming in. And as it comes through, Pluto then within a month from now will leave. And so I think that one way we could look at this transit, and the reason that I decided to do the episode this way today, we can look at this transit as a moment of epiphany or insight, or almost like an accumulated wisdom or a moment of integration. It's, you can't sum up 15 years in one day or one moment. But I'd like to think that there may be some kind of symbolic message in the air for us this week, pointing to what we've learned. What have you learned since this all got started in 2008 in this one area of your life? And some of us, maybe there isn't some grand insight or moment that we have this week, but we could at least then use today's video, I hope, as a starting point for intentional reflection, just spending some time with the area of our birth chart occupied by the whole sign of Capricorn. So that's what we're going to do. I am going to put Aries on the ascendant. Let's do that. And I'm going to eliminate everything from the chart except for Pluto and Mercury so that we can really just kind of focus what we're looking at. All right, here we go. Oops. Let's see. And there we go. Okay. So there we have it. So I'm going to go sign by sign, and I'm going to ask some questions to prompt reflection, given the placement of Pluto and Mercury together, and given that we're now thinking about Pluto as having spent like 15 years in this area of our birth chart, activating a process of growth and change, transformation, and a whole season of our life that's been spent with Pluto in this area. So as Mercury conjoins Pluto, we're like using this to intentionally reflect, or maybe noticing how things around us are culminating and giving us some integrating insights. If you are an Aries, if you're listening to this, you can listen for your sun sign or rising. I recommend your rising sign because that will correlate with the actual whole sign house Capricorn in your birth chart. So if you're an Aries sun or rising, this is happening in your 10th house, the place of career. You might ask yourself, what have I learned going back to 2008 about my life calling, my life purpose, my vocation, my role in society? How have I developed or cultivated my work or my mastery over things that I like doing? Or how has my career trajectory changed? These are the kinds of questions that would be worth reflecting on right now. You may notice that this area is being activated in other ways by the Mercury-Pluto conjunction, but this would be the place to focus your meditation. Let's go ahead and put Taurus on the ascendant. Now going into the house that was called the Joy of the Sun and the house that was called God. What have you learned about religion, about spirituality, about philosophy, about learning and the higher mind? What paths have you gone down seeking truth and wisdom? What have you taught and who have you studied with? What kinds of subjects have been important to you? Where have you traveled and how has it expanded your horizons? And what kind of culminating insights are you having right now? What kind of integrating moment could this be for you in the place of higher knowledge and wisdom? If you're a Gemini, this is happening in a house that is associated with the esteem of other people, what they give us, what they need from us, what they want from us, the kinds of contracts we enter into with other souls, whether that's to share resources or to share support, and the kinds of relationships we end up feeling entrapped or entangled in versus those that feature cooperation and mutual benefit or reciprocity. So in what ways, if you look back at your life over the past 15 years, in what ways have you struggled to become more free from limiting or binding obligations and unhealthy forms of dependency? And in what way have you learned to be in healthier relationships featuring stronger bonds of support? In what way has the subject of death played a role in your life? of fear or anxiety about the future, and also of learning to deal with or cope with the uncertainties or anxieties of life, all of which were associated with the eighth house. These are some of the questions you could reflect on and maybe notice some culminating insights around as Pluto finishes up in Capricorn. If you're a Cancer, what have you learned about love? What have you learned about relationships, about your own sexuality, about marriage, about commitment? What have you learned when it comes to the needs of other people, to be a we rather than a me? Also, what have you learned about relationships, maybe in more challenging ways? What relationships have you needed to get out of? What relationships have been healthy and which ones have been toxic? In what way has a spouse or partner transformed your life, helped you become a better person? And in what ways have you helped a spouse or partner become a better person? In what ways have relationships taken you away from yourself? And in what ways have they put you in touch with yourself? There might be some culminating wisdom or insights for you in this area of your life right now and in the next month as Pluto is culminating and finishing its long journey through the seventh house of love, sex, marriage, and relationships. If you're a Leo rising, Leo sun, we place Mercury and Pluto's conjunction into the sixth house, a place that was associated with Mars, was called the house of misfortune, but was also associated with hard work, self-sacrifice, fighting or advocating for things that you believe in, working very hard and persevering for things you care about. So for 15 years now, what have you been slaving away with that's time to be free from? What kinds of chronic health problems might be ready for healing? What kinds of forms of sacrifice have you given yourself to? What have they yielded in return on a soul level or a material level? Which sacrificial acts of service or duties that you have in your life are ready to be surrendered and released? Where are the chains that you are bound by, and are you ready to take them off? Also, what kinds of conflicts and challenges have you had to persevere through and struggle with? Where has the gritty learning been taking place in your life? Maybe it's time to move into an era of life or a season of life that's a little easier. Let's move on to Virgo rising. So for Virgo rising, we find Mercury and Pluto in your fifth house, a place that was called the joy of Venus in the house of good fortune, a place of pleasing things and pleasant things, creative things, a place that indicates our happiness and sense of fulfillment as it relates to our character. If I'm playing my role in life, I should feel happy as a natural byproduct of just being myself. I shouldn't feel like I have to be happy all the time, but there should be a sense of ease and well-being that permeates my life when I'm regularly in touch with, not in touch 24/7 or all the time, but regularly in touch with the things that I love, the things that feel like me. So we should ask ourselves a question. If you're a Virgo rising, do you feel creatively satisfied and fulfilled? And what have you learned about creative fulfillment and satisfaction, joy and pleasure? What kinds of pleasure have been the good kinds and which have been the complicated or self-destructive kinds of pleasure or happiness? What about the topic of children and pregnancy? How have those topics played a role in your life dating back to, say, 2008? What kind of journey have you been on around pregnancy and children? And in what ways now are these insights around creative fulfillment, happiness, joy, spontaneity, romance, as well as things like pregnancy and children, what kinds of culminating insights are you having right now? In what ways can you look back and say thank you to Pluto for all of the challenges and wisdom that have been brought into your life since this transit got started? With Libra rising, we're taking Mercury and Pluto, placing them into the fourth house, place of home and family, of parents, especially the father, but often both parents. Living environment, home and property, our roots. Since 2008, there has likely been some very deep, transformative, intense, and sometimes dark events or themes relative to home, living environment, family. Probably there you could see divorces or deaths in the family with Pluto in the fourth, moving, relocating, discovering unseen or hidden truths deep in the ancestral past, doing the healing work of therapy around traumatic wounds in childhood, trying to figure out what it means to be more grounded at home in the world. There's been a journey that you've been on in this area if you're a Libra rising, and it's culminating now. How can you look back and feel appreciative or find some gratitude for what you've been through, as well as releasing maybe some of the challenges and the stress? Scorpio. So for Scorpios, we've got Mercury and Pluto in the third house. And it's been there since 2008, transforming your mind, bringing heavier, deeper themes into your everyday environment, your community, your city, your village, your neighborhood, possibly bringing heavy transformative energies into your life in relation to siblings, but also your mind. How has your mind transformed? What have you learned? How has your thinking and communicating changed? What kinds of deep transformative work has Pluto been doing on the level of the way you perceive the world and move about it as a thinker? A transformation of mind that's been taking place for a long time in this area. The transformation of what your everyday life and world looks like. A lot of learning that's taken place, maybe some teaching too. Let's go forward to Sagittarius. So if you're Sagittarius, you've got Mercury and Pluto conjoining in the second house. Now Pluto's been there since 2008. It's 15 years worth of work and transformation in the house associated with money, business, resources, the things that you have and rely on, the things that you develop and build and grow over time, the assets and resources that you have, the skills that you cultivate, especially those needed to survive and thrive or build things and possess things, whether that's a home or money in your bank account. What have you been growing in that garden since 2008? What kinds of transformations have you been through with regard to your sense of financial and material well-being, abundance, business? Well, how has the transit of Pluto through the second house transformed your values? What do you want? What do you like? What don't you like? What don't you appreciate? So culminating time to consider these things right now after a very, very long season of your life with Pluto moving through that house of money and finances and resources. All right, let's move to Pluto in Capricorn. Capricorn rising. So Capricorn sun or rising horoscopes, we're looking at the first house, Mercury, Pluto in the first house. A very long process of Pluto being in the house of your body, your mind, your intelligence, your physical health and vitality. How has Pluto literally transformed your body, your sense of identity, your psychology? Pluto has probably been asking to be incorporated more consciously. Don't try to push me down or away, Pluto says. I need to be part of your life. I need to be part of your psychological makeup and identity. So since 2008, there has been a very powerful force of transformation, a character change, a major season of the character in the movie of your life evolving and developing in deep and sometimes dark and challenging ways, and maybe very physical ways as well. What kind of culminating insights do you have right now about the way your life has been changed on the most personal and psychological levels, the most existential and physical levels by Pluto? Okay, Aquarius rising. For Aquarius rising, we're putting that conjunction of Mercury and Pluto into your 12th house, where Pluto has been for a very long time, since 2008. To me, what's so interesting about this is that Pluto has been working through the 12th house, which is often talked about as a kind of blind spot that we can't see, that we don't we're not as aware of. Those influences in our blind spot could need to come out more because they're repressed, misunderstood, shoved down, not given the light of day. Or they could be the kind of things that secretly and quietly undermine us, our demons, shadows, and little devils in the closet that nip at our heels. What have you learned about your shadows? What have you learned? What have you found in the unconscious since 2008? What keeps seeking expression and integration? What keeps seeking understanding? What undermines you? What's interesting about this for you is that Pluto moving into your first house is maybe more than any other sign representing a moment for the conscious integration and a very powerful marker of personal change that comes from Pluto finishing its work in that house. You're at a moment of rebirth, death and rebirth, with Pluto moving into the first house coming up for you, Aquarians, that is very, very strong. Some people will feel it right away. Some people will feel it more as the transit goes on over the next couple of years. But make no mistake, moving into the first house from out of the 12th is like giving birth. Finally, Pisces. If you're a Pisces sun or rising, we have this Mercury-Pluto conjunction in your 11th house. The place of groups and allies, Agatha Daimon, the good spirit, the noble spirit. If you think back since 2008, look at how your life has changed in terms of your ambitions and the kind of people that you have sought out to be a part of a coalition. You know, maybe that's a too grandiose a word, but what kind of people and communities and groups and like-minded souls and seekers, whether it's professionally or spiritually or socially, have you connected with? How have they transformed your life? What groups of people have come and gone in your life? What roles have they played in terms of the cultivation or development of your ambitions, your goals and dreams, your most noble and lofty aspirations? What have you learned about which groups are not the right ones and which groups are? Which friends or allies are the right ones and which ones are not? There's a kind of culminating moment happening right now in that house. You can say thank you for all of the great people and groups that have made a contribution, all the allies that we've found along the way, and the lessons that we've learned around what kind of people are the right ones to associate with and which ones aren't. So those are some prompting questions and insights and reflections that I thought would be fun to meditate on today as Pluto's finishing up in Capricorn and we have this nice Mercury-Pluto conjunction right before that culmination occurs. I hope that you will find this useful, even if you don't notice there's some big epiphany that comes along this week that somehow summarizes the last 15 years, that you could use this as a starting point for a deliberate meditation on that very question. That is what I have for today. We will be looking at the astrology of the Super Bowl with Kip and Spencer tomorrow. I'm running those on a weekday. Sometimes I'll run them on weekends. I thought since it's the Super Bowl weekend, we'd do it on Friday ahead of the game. But I know that some of you have asked if we could do those as like bonus episodes because you miss regular content. You're not into sports. I get it. So we're considering that. And hope that you guys who are going to watch the Super Bowl, especially, you know, the astrology of sports episodes are really great for people who maybe want to get like your husband, your boyfriend, the men in your life a little bit more interested in astrology. Those episodes might be, you know, more of a bridge for different types of people. So, all right, that's what I have for today. I hope you guys are having a good one and we will see you again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.